but excited.
For all you Ranger haters, keep waiting on them to fail.
They're not going to fade.
From the clubhouse,
it is Josh Hamilton. Hi, Josh.
What's going on, baby?
Cliff Lee returns to Galloway and Company.
It's going to be fun to have that offense on my side rather than having to face them.
To the front office.
It's Rangers manager Ron Washington on the Ben and Skin Show.
Guys are coming together as a group, and that's what it takes.
We're your home plate for the most complete coverage of the Texas Rangers. 103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com.
Hey, everybody, it's your boys Ben and Skin inviting you to tune into our fine, fine presentation on Monday. Once again, we'll be broadcasting live from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
That's right, Ben, and we'll get in-depth on some of these position battles. Who's taking the lead after week one? We'll tell you. It's the Ben and Skin Show right after Mike and Mike from 9 to noon on 103.3 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for Cowboys training camp coverage, you found it. Brought to you by YouAreChallenged.com. Also Bud Light. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1, Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Sam Bradford got his deal done in time so he can report to the Rams' first full squad workout today. The top overall pick in the NFL draft agreed to a 6-year, $78 million deal with St. Louis, a record-setting $50 million in guaranteed money. Baseball, National League, a day after his trade from Houston, Roy Oswalt got roughed up in his Phillies debut. 5 runs, 7 hits, 4 strikeouts. He walked 2, hit 2 batters in 6 innings. Washington snapped the Phillies' 8-game winning streak 8-1. A much better outcome for Jay Happ, who the Phillies sent to Houston in the Oswalt deal. Happ, 2 hits in 6 shutout innings. Astros beat the Brewers 5-0. Rockies scored 12 runs on 13 hits in the 8th in their 17-2 rout of the Cubs. Dodgers got 3 in the 9th, nearly overcame a 4-run deficit, but manager Joe Torre's club came up short in the end against the Giants. 6-5.
They were fighting tonight. I mean, that's to me is a good sign. You know, just they've been so frustrated, even though they, you know, they're ready to play and all that. It just seems like they've been on their heels tonight. I thought we were very aggressive right to the end. Great at bats. Just sticking our nose in it tonight.
Cardinals beat the Pirates 1-0 in 10. Braves 6, Reds 4 in 10 innings. Marlins 4, Padres 2. American League, Matt Joyce 3-run shot off Phil Hughes in the 6th. That led the Rays by the Yankees 3-2. In the loss, Alex Rodriguez 0-for-4 with a strikeout. He remains one home run away from 600. A source told ESPN the magazine's Jason Stark the Rays and D-backs have agreed on a trade. Reliever Chad Qualls to Arizona for a player to be named later. The deadline coming up at 4 Eastern. Tigers held off the Red Sox 6-5. John Lester, 4 runs on 11 hits in 6. He dropped his 3rd straight start.
Just one of those nights. You have them. You know, 30-some-odd starts a year, you're going to have ones where you don't feel good. So, you know, physically I'm fine. Just was no rhythm, no balance, no execution. You name it, there wasn't any of it tonight.
White Sox 6, A's 1, Angels 9, Rangers 7. Twins got by the Mariners 5-3. Tony Stewart's got the pole for the Sprint Cup race at Pocono. Juan Pablo Montoya finishes up the front row.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Nothing like putting on the pads and sweating your way through 90-degree heat. Ben and Skin live from San Antonio. Nate Newton, Tim McMahon, Brian Broaddus, Calvin Watkins, Matt Mosley, and the Nightly Camp Report all live from the Alamo City. We're taking you where others can't. Presented by YouAreChallenged.com and also brought to you by Bud Light and Maximum Sports. 103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com. Tune in, log in, join in. Are you in?
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Inside Sports Medicine is presented by Sleep Healers.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriao. Here's your chance to call in with questions about common sports medicine injuries at 214-787-1033. And now, here he is, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Another one of those intros where it just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm waiting for like that piano that's supposed to come in during Bobo Riley. There it is.
There it is.
Well, this is who played at the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
The Who, right?
Yeah, probably one of the worst concerts I've ever been to.
The Who?
Yep, in Dallas. I don't remember how long ago it was. It was horrible.
You didn't like the big swinging circle arm guitar guy?
You couldn't recognize... Well...
Is it Peter Townsend? Is that his name?
Peter Townsend, yeah. And,
man, why do I know so much about that?
I think the lead singer's Roger Daltrey, I believe. Anyway, they were, I'm guessing, intoxicated or something, but it was not recognizable. It was horrible. It was horrible.
We need to talk about, have you ever seen like any rock stars that have gotten injuries while doing things on the stage? You don't have to say the specific name of whoever it is, but if you have an interesting story and not give the name, I think that might be cool.
Well, you know, no, I'm not going to go into it because there's all kinds of privacy things, but yeah, it being a rock star on a stage is a lot of work. I mean, for an hour and a half, it's or 2 hours, it's aerobic exercise.
That's what amazes me. The Rolling Stones just announced they're going to go on an 18-month tour, and it's going to be their final farewell or whatever. And like they're 67 and 68. I think Mick Jagger's 66.
Yeah, they're going to need wheelchairs.
Beach wheelchairs.
They're going to need beach wheelchairs. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. This is the second hour. We are live in the studio. Byron Anderson, Stephen Peters. I am T.O. Soriel. We are going to be taking your calls, 214-787-1033. Also, 71755 on the text. You can text us questions as well as your demographics. And lots of good questions. I'm going to try to get to some of these. I had an injury to the ball of my foot landing awkwardly after a dunk. And at first I thought it was plantar fasciitis, but it's a little farther down. Any ideas? Plantar fasciitis, which is, by the way, we're probably going to take a couple of calls on that subject, is a chronic overuse syndrome. It takes weeks, months to develop, and it is not an acute injury for the most part. So if you land awkwardly and you suffer an injury to that area, well, that changes things. It's not necessarily plantar fasciitis. It's maybe something different. So my answer to 6781 is you probably ought to get it checked out. I would suspect that an x-ray would be in order.
Shout out to our head engineer, Armando.
Yeah? What about him?
He's wearing a boot because he injured his like flared up plantar fasciitis, and so he's wearing a walking boot yesterday, and we're giving him a hard time.
ESPN, what's your name? All right, let's go to the phones, 214-787-1033. Let's go to Derek. Hey, Derek, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hey, Derek, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, morning. All right, so I have a weird pain on the arch of my foot,
And the best way to explain this is it feels like the beginning of a sharp pain.
Okay.
But there's no, like, you know, intense pain after that. And the only thing I associate this with is about 4 years ago, I cut the bottom of my foot with a glass bottle.
Ouch.
Pretty much in the center of my foot in the arch.
Ouch.
But it doesn't really, it's not debilitating in any way. It didn't really keep me from doing stuff, but it kind of worries me a little bit.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it something that started acutely? Was there an injury, or is it something that over time started to cause you symptoms?
It was over time. I mean, I remember about 2 years ago, I would notice, like, when I leaned forward in a walking motion occasionally, I'd feel like that similar pain, but now it seems to have ramped up in the past half a year or so.
All right, one more question, and I'm going to give you my thoughts. Is it on the top of the foot or on the bottom of the foot? Or
on the bottom, pretty much center bottom, right on the arch.
Yeah, well, a couple of things come to mind. You sound relatively young. I'm sorry, I got one more question left in you. How old are you?
27.
All right. I always consider stress fractures in athletes, and as a general rule, most of those around the foot heal, except that there's one bone where a stress fracture in that area is typically slow to heal or just doesn't heal at all. It's called the navicular, and that is in the arch. Most of the time, I see this with soccer players. Occasionally see it with basketball players. We had a guy in the Mavs two or three years ago, Pavel Podolskin. I can't remember his last name. He was from Russia. He had a stress fracture of the navicular. And those things end up lingering. So if you're telling me you've had 3 or 4 years of symptoms, probably ought to get it checked out. My guess is if the x-ray shows it, then we're done. But most of the time it doesn't show it. You may end up having to have an MRI. But those are the things that I'm thinking about.
What are the outcomes from that? Like, would that require surgery or?
If it is a navicular stress fracture, those things are a bear to treat, especially if you've got one that you've had for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I think we're being a little premature. I really think that that's something that you need a diagnosis first, and then you can talk about what to do. But
okay.
If it's that sharp pain. And it's been going on for a long time, or it's developing into a sharp pain, you owe it to yourself to get it checked out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
All right. All right, 214-787-1033. I'm sorry. I'm reading on the air. I shouldn't be reading on the air. I was reading the text. They're just coming in by the hundreds, thousands even. Is texting free?
No, it depends. I mean, you can pretty much buy unlimited text where you're paying, you know, $20 or so to use it unlimited, or you pay per text, or you pay $5 for 200 some odd text. So it depends.
Boy, if it was per text, I'm in big trouble.
I was going to say, you must have your wife manage that, because otherwise you can turn up with like a nightmare bill.
My lovely wife manages all of our bookkeeping stuff. That's kind of her background. So, yeah, she will get on the phone with AT&T and just argue for an hour over a 25-cent bill.
There's no bigger headache than having to deal with a wireless company, some kind of mistake that they made or whatever, replacing your phone. That is the biggest headache.
And they're getting bigger and bigger. AT&T is truly now the 1,600-pound gorilla. All right. They don't own the station, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm great. What you got?
Good. I've got heel pain. All right. It's right on the bottom, like very bottom of my heel.
Okay.
And the first time I noticed it was about a year ago. Long story short, a walk in the parking lot while it's raining from Cowboy Stadium. And after that, it really started hurting for a while. And but ever since then, it's always there. It's always a pain that's there right on the bottom of my heel, not in the middle. Whenever I play softball. And after softball, sometimes it'll start to hurt really bad in like long walking activities. For a long, long time, like through the mall or hiking or whatever.
Is it worse in the mornings? Is there not a pattern?
No, it's really not a pattern.
All right, that's good. That's a good answer.
No, but I always feel it. It's always there.
Well,
it never goes away.
Well, let me tell you a little inside medicine trick. Not inside sports medicine, but inside medicine trick. A lot of doctors don't like to treat heel pain because it's frustrating. It's frustrating for the docs, just like it is frustrating for the patient. The bottom line is there are very few dangerous things. I guess you can have a calcaneus stress fracture, but that's a really rare thing. Most of the time, it's either plantar fasciitis or you've lost the cushion under the heel, and it's a pressure phenomenon. Normally, there's a heel pad that kind of looks like, you know, those little air mattresses that you blow and put in a pool and they have little pockets of air?
So yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a structure very similar to this, and it has compartments, and the compartments have fat cells in them, and it's supposed to be a cushion. Well, as we get older, especially if you gain a lot of weight, this cushion, I guess, loses its function, and it causes heel pain. So okay. The treatment is going to be to provide an outside cushion, so either a heel cup or some of those little silicone inserts that you put in your shoes. But but the first thing that you need to know is that it's frustrating for you to take care of. It's frustrating for the docs to take care of. But there's only a half dozen things it can be.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Is it necessary I get it checked out?
You know, that's all. Look, the lawyer answer is, this is a radio show. Yes, go get it checked out.
Okay.
The practical answer is, you've had it for a year, right?
Right.
What's going to happen with you is the same thing that happens with me or any of my patients. When you get tired of it, you're going to go get it checked out, because there are things that can be done. You know, if it turns out to be plantar fasciitis, there's a bunch of different treatment options. If it turns out to be heel pad syndrome, then it's just a matter of getting the right insert. If it turns out to be a stress fracture, then somebody's going to put you in a boot for 6 weeks. So, you know, when you get tired of dealing with this, you're going to get it checked out so you can get some answers.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Those are, heel pain is frustrating for all docs to deal with. All right. Let's go to, we got time for a break?
Yeah, we need to break.
Did you do that on air?
No, I didn't say that on air.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break.
You can't
break.
Tell the difference?
Well, I heard it in my ear, and I couldn't tell if it went out on the air or not.
Okay.
214-787-1033. Ah, I was going to say that because we have one line open. Well, it's not open anymore. Also, 71755, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm T.O. Soriel on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
In Texas, high school football is more than a sport. It's a part of our culture. Don't miss the 2010 Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 28th at Ford Stadium on the campus of SMU. The event kicks off at 4:30 p.m. as the lockdown speed of the Everman Bulldogs match up with the high-powered offense of the Highland Park Scots. Then at 7:30, the Allen Eagles battle it out with the Cedar Hill Longhorns. One day, two great games, all for just $10. The 2010 Tom Landry Classic, a Texas high school football tradition.
It's the LensCrafters semi-annual lens event. We're celebrating your eyes with 50% off lenses, including bifocals, no lines, and prescription sun. So come into LensCrafters today and buy any new frame and get your lenses for 50% off. But you better hurry, because once it's gone, this lens sale won't be back until next year. 50% off lenses. It's another reason eyes love LensCrafters. Valid prescription required. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called SafeLight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
At Miller Lite, we don't just make a light beer with average taste. We make one with great Pilsner taste. And there's a big difference between great and average. Nobody strives to achieve averageness. Exploring the average outdoors? Have fun in your backyard, Magellan. Seen the average wall of China? It runs through the city of Shanglo. Visiting average Britain? Check out that clock medium-sized Ben. It's by Yuckingham Palace. Ever been attacked by an average white shark? I have, in the form of a week-old tuna fish sandwich. Bands don't release averagest hits albums unless they make killer elevator music. If that book was called Average Expectations, it wouldn't be worth Dickens. Heard the tales of Alexander the Average? He conquers spreadsheets in our accounting department. Buying a mug that says world's averagest dad? You're the world's jerkiest son. Average minds don't think alike. They don't think, period. So why settle for average taste when you can have great Pilsner taste? Triple hops brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers lose to the Angels 9-7. Tommy Hunter can't hold on to an early 5-0 lead. Takes his first loss of the season, giving up 8 runs over just 3 innings of work. Josh Hamilton exits the game early with tendonitis in his right knee, but he's not expected to be out an extended period of time. He's been dealing with this all season. Texas goes up against newly acquired Dan Heron in the Halos again tonight. Rich Harden will start for Texas. He's been recalled from AAA Oklahoma. Switch hitting second baseman Christian Guzman will also join the Rangers in Anaheim tonight after Texas traded 2 minor league pitchers to get the 2-time All-Star yesterday afternoon. Guzman hitting .282 with 2 home runs this season. Other baseball news, sources say the Yankees have made a trade for Houston first baseman Lance Berkman. Houston sends 2 prospects to the Astros in turn. They get Berkman and $4 million towards the $7 million left on his contract this season. To football, Cowboys rookie Dez Bryant hurt on the second to the last play of practice yesterday. Bryant helped off the field after turning his ankle. Reports say it's a high ankle sprain and he'll miss 4 to 6 weeks. Dallas with 2 practices today, the first this morning at 9 a.m., probably just getting underway. For all the latest, tune into the football show that comes up at 10 a.m. this morning with R.J. Choppy and Brian Broaddus. Other NFL news, the Rams have inked top overall draft pick Sam Bradford. The rookie quarterback will get $78 million over 6 years. 50 of that is guaranteed money. I'm Byron Anderson. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at NTXHonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. What is that music? I've never heard this before.
This would be Travie McCoy off his latest album, Lazarus, called Dr. Feelgood, featuring CeeLo Green.
Wow. Steven, are you his manager?
Yeah, how did you get that?
Well, I have the album, and it's a great album. It actually features the song Billionaire featuring Bruno Mars. It's a pretty good hit.
Nothing more confusing than rappers' names.
What, that was rap?
No, it's more of hip-hop. If you've ever heard of Gym Class Heroes, he's the lead singer of Gym Class Heroes.
Over my head. I'm sorry.
All right, well, this is the young generation speaking to you.
Gym Class Heroes?
Gym Class Heroes, yeah. They're pretty popular. They've got 3 albums.
They're good at climbing the rope.
My favorite rock band name was Three Dog Night. I thought that was kind of a cool, a Three Dog Night. Anyway, that's way before your time. I'm glad we don't have cameras in here because there are blank
looks.
We do, actually.
They're
not on. There are blank looks on these guys' faces when I said that.
It probably equaled the look you gave me when I played the music. So
there you go.
It just had Doctor in it, so I figured you'd appreciate it. And it was kind of an upbeat tempo. So
I'm entertained. So this is Inside Sports Medicine, and I've been teasing this all all day now, so it's probably time to play it. The last SportsCenter, and part of the reason that this show is reasonably popular, I mean, there's a reason why we've been on air for 9 years, is because sports medicine is relevant. If you're a fan, you cannot be a fan and not understand understand the importance of sports medicine. In the last SportsCenter, you were talking about Dez Bryant, and we're going to talk about him in just a second. But you also were talking about Sam Bradford signing a multi-million, bazillion-dollar deal.
6 years, $78 million.
Okay, and some of that's guaranteed.
50 of it.
All right. I think he needs to give Jimmy Andrews a cut.
Now, who's that?
Jim Andrews is probably the sports doc name now. He was in Birmingham. I think they moved their clinic to Pensacola, I believe. Dr. James Andrews, he's been on SportsCenter numerous times. He's where most of the guys go to get second opinions. Anyway, he repaired his shoulder, and I have tremendous respect for Jimmy. We're friends, and he is really one of the best surgeons I've seen, and he's got a great judgment that is very important in the world of sports medicine. I would say that there's probably 20 orthopedists in Dallas that could have done that same procedure and had equal results. But because it was done by Andrews, all of a sudden there was a credibility factor there where the team was okay to risk $78 million. You know, if Sam Bradford, nothing against Iowa, but if Sam Bradford were to have his doc in Iowa do it, I'm not sure that necessarily would have carried the same clout. Weren't you telling me about some story with Iowa?
Yeah, that was our in the news story.
Oh, well, we'll get to that later. So let's go to...
Well, as Byron Anderson elaborately said in the SportsCenter, Dez Bryant has a high ankle sprain. He's going to be missing the rest of training camp and perhaps the entire preseason with that high ankle sprain. It's on his right ankle, and it happened in the second to last play. And I think you're going to explain to us what a high ankle sprain really is.
Well, you know, in addition, this is not Sports Medicine 101. Sports Medicine 101 was the ice versus heat discussion that we had in the first hour. This is Sports Medicine 401. This is a senior level discussion. A regular ankle sprain is probably the most common injury in sports. The ankle is not made to do anything more than go straight back and forth, run in straight lines. The ligaments on the outside part of the ankle are relatively flimsy. And as a result, if you step on something that's uneven, then the ankle will roll in. We've all seen it. It probably happened to you if you're listening to this. I'd be surprised that there's not an athlete out there that has not sprained their ankle or rolled their ankle. This is completely different mechanism from a high ankle sprain. So get that image out of your mind. And in its place, we're going to insert this new image. Now, we are radio, so it's going to be difficult to do the visual, but I'm going to do my best. I'm sure that if you're an athlete and you follow football, you've seen or you've heard about the controversy with the horse collar tackles. And you've seen the video, maybe even saw the play live, where Terrell Owens, when he was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, was horse collared. And the other player, which was a Cowboy player.
The other Roy Williams, the safety Roy Williams.
Right. Landed on the back of his ankle, forcing his ankle to rotate out. That is the mechanism of a high ankle sprain. It is not you roll your foot in. It is rotating the foot out. Now, here's the difference. There is a membrane that joins the fibula and tibia together all the way down your shin. It's called the interosseous membrane. It's a long membrane. And when it gets down to the ankle, literally about a half inch above the joint, it thickens into a ligament called the anterior tib fib ligament. Now, when you roll your ankle out and somebody falls on the back of it, and by the way, that's probably the only mechanism. I don't think that I can recall a non-contact high ankle sprain. When that happens, that ligament tears, and it basically unzips the tibia and fibula almost like a Ziploc bag. You unzip the two. If there is a wide gap between those two bones, then that's almost always surgical. And that's what happened with Terrell Owens. He ended up having to have two screws put in and ended up coming back for the Super Bowl, and he was a big hero. But if it's not that bad, if there's not a big gap, well, then you put them in a boot and you do some rehab. And the problem with high ankle sprains is that they take a long time to heal. Now, I don't know where the term high ankle sprain came from. I'm assuming that it's a relative term because the ligament involved is literally a half inch above the rest of the ligaments. But for whatever reason, the term is here to stay. But I need for the listeners to understand that this is a completely different animal from rolling your ankle on a crack in the sidewalk. It is not just an extension of, hey, it's a really bad ankle sprain. No. A high ankle sprain is a completely different mechanism with a completely different structure involved.
Real quick, Doc, before you get to calls, because I know we got a lot of people waiting. That injury also they talk about, it could be 4 to 6, but they also mentioned a lot of times with that, that's one that can linger on and give a player problems throughout the season. How long do you think it really takes to fully heal and be 100%?
You know, actually, I got that question last night. I gave an interview last night, and that was the same question that was posed to me. If there is a silver lining, one of the silver linings of ankle injuries is that we can always stabilize the ankle with tape, braces, what have you. You know, Dirk Nowitzki has a long history of ankles and ankle problems, and most basketball players do. I mean, you're not going to see someone who's played basketball for 10 years who does not have an ankle issue. And we can make up for those ankle instabilities by taping them or bracing them, or, you know, after Casey Smith, our trainer, is done with Dirk, it looks like he's got two casts on his feet, but he's able to go out and participate. We can protect an ankle after a high ankle sprain. The problem is, because it takes so long to heal, there is still some lingering pain. And because of that lingering pain, it's hard for them to cut. It's hard for them to accelerate. So to answer your question, hopefully there will not be any lingering symptoms after 6 weeks, and that'll be the end of it. But occasionally there is. Occasionally there are some lingering symptoms, and you might have to do something on game day to help, you know, diminish the pain. You can tape them, and you can provide stability, but that does not make the pain go away. If this is something that is the way the Cowboys described it, 4 to 6 weeks, then my guess is after 6 weeks, he's not going to have any symptoms at all, and he'll be fine. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got time, right? Yeah, we've got time. All right, let's go to Holly. Hey, Holly, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What's
up? My question is, I have a 15-year-old son who is a catcher, and he sets up on his toes, and after practically every game, he complains of his shins hurting really bad.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Does he do a lot of running as well?
They run before and after the games, but, you know, without the games, then he doesn't run. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And there was not an injury?
No, there has not been an injury to his shins.
Shin pain is a very common complaint in adolescents. And, you know, the standard line is shin splints, shin splints, shin splints. Well, if you're on your toes, such as in a catching position, the muscle that is responsible to stabilize you originates from the shin. And it's on the big toe side, and it's down in the lower third of the shin. That is, if that's where his pain is, then that's pretty classic shin splints. The reason that I ask about running is because there's also an overlap with stress fractures. And teenagers end up getting stress fractures because almost all of them overtrain. And the symptoms of shin splints and stress fractures overlap. So I am not, and I've seen lots and lots of catchers. I don't think of shin splints when I think baseball catchers. That is not one of the things that comes to mind. Now, if you're telling me that he runs a mile before games and a mile after games, then shin splints really pop into the equation, and it probably is accentuated by the position of being a catcher on your toes.
Right.
The easy answer is, and listen, if it wasn't for the stress fracture possibility, and I will tell you that it's remote. If it wasn't for the stress fracture possibility, you know, I would say have his trainer look at it, ice it down. They do make some sleeves for shin splints. But because he's a teenager and because he does some running and because there is a remote possibility there's a stress fracture, I'm going to say go have someone lay hands on it and probably x-ray it.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to David. Hey, David, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going well. Are you in the studio?
No, I'm actually I'm at work. I'm in the lobby.
I'll tell you what, this is the best connection we have ever had. It sounds like you're sitting here next to me. All right, what you got?
Well, about a year ago, I was at a family reunion trying to be young, and I was running, and I actually felt like in my right calf muscle, okay, like I actually had pulled a muscle.
Did it force you to stop?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right.
It forced me to stop, and I actually took about 2 months for it to actually – for all the pain to subside.
Okay, okay.
But still, this year, a year later, I went back and I was playing basketball again. And when I started to running, it actually flared back up again. I'm gonna go ahead and set the phone down, then you can tell me exactly what I need to
do. Well, hang on, I got a question for you before.
Okay.
So when you went back to start running and you said it flared up, there wasn't a new injury?
No.
Okay, all right. And same location?
Right.
And I'm gonna guess it was on the big toe side of your calf, about halfway up.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You can put the phone down. And we'll chat.
Okay.
This is actually it's a common injury in deconditioned athletes. That's a good way of saying you're out of shape. It's a common injury in deconditioned athletes, and we actually have a name to it. It's called tennis calf. And what happens is you're a little bit out of shape, you plant to cut or you plant to push off, and the muscle just rips. And it feels like somebody hit you in the back of the leg with a tennis racket. Most of these injuries are where somebody's lunging forward to hit a tennis ball, and that's why it's called tennis calf. Well, the muscle rips, it's very vascular, it bleeds, it swells, you bruise, and it can take several months to heal. Our bodies do not have the capacity to grow new muscle tissue. So what happens is scar tissue will bridge that gap. If you don't address it early on by improving your flexibility, then that scar tissue forms very, very contracted. And the most common problem with tennis calf is recurrence. That's the most common problem. They all heal, but there's a chance that it'll happen again and again and again and again. And I think that's what's happening with David. A good physical therapist will really help you with this. So probably my advice to you is go get have a physical therapist look at you. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriel. We'll be right back.
Follow every cut, every story, every day. Live from Cowboys training camp.
Quarterback Mike Jenkins on the scene. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Joined now by our buddy Brady James.
No panic, please. But Dez Bryant left the field not of his own power.
The way John Phillips is playing right now, is Martellus Bennett really even worth the trouble?
John Phillips returns here to Galloway and Company. 2 days today. How the legs feeling?
They're pretty sore.
103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Kelly Webster here from Galloway & Company. Let me tell you about South Point on Richland Chambers Lake. It's DFW's newest dockable lakefront community, and they are having a huge pre-development lakefront sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, when you purchase your dream dockable lakefront property for only $99.99, you'll get a free 17-foot Sea Ray sports boat. South Point on Richland Chambers Lake is located on the third largest lake in Texas, just a short hour away. This beautiful, elevated, and rolling property offers enhanced and amazing lake views. Half the home sites are deep, dockable lakefront. The other half are perched on hilltops with astounding lake views. For a limited time, get a free Sea Ray sports boat with all lakefront home sites. In addition, pay no closing costs. Financing is available. Call 888-303-LAKE. Lake access home sites are available starting at only $29.99. Again, that number, 888-303-LAKE, 888-303-5253.
Now, a Sports Center update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com Sports Center desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Sports Center brought to you by South Point on Richland Chambers Lake. Cowboys suffer their first big injury of the 2010 season. Dez Bryant goes down with an ankle injury yesterday afternoon at practice. He'll have an MRI today, but is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. After practice, Wade Phillips talked about dealing with these training camp injuries.
We worry about injuries coaching-wise all the time. You have to be able to have people that can come in and play when somebody gets banged up.
Boys have another round of two-a-days set for today. One has already started at 9 a.m. The other is at 3:15 this afternoon. Other NFL news, former Oklahoma quarterback Sam Bradford has agreed to a contract with the Rams, who drafted him first overall this last season in the draft. Bradford gets $78 million over 6 years. 50 of that is guaranteed money. Baseball: Rangers fall to the Angels last night 9-7. Tommy Hunter takes his first loss of the season, giving up 8 runs over 3 innings. He's now 8-1 on the year. Nelson Cruz blasts his 15th homer of the season. And Josh Hamilton leaves the game in the 6th with pain in his right knee. However, this is not expected to be serious. It's tendonitis, and Hamilton says it's been bothering him all season. Texas makes its second trade in the last 2 days yesterday afternoon. This time, they get switch-hitting infielder Christian Guzman, the two-time All-Star, hitting .282 with 2 home runs on the season. He'll replace Ian Kinsler in the lineup until he comes back from the DL, then move to a reserve role. I'm Byron Anderson. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao. orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. I would give out the phone number, although all the lines are lit up, so I'm not sure that you'll get through. 214-787-1033, just for the heck of it. Also, text us, 71755. If you can't get through by phone, you can also get through on the text, 71755. Don't text and drive. Also, I haven't mentioned this yet. In fact, I haven't mentioned this in a long time. Did you know that we have an office in Frisco?
Did I know that?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It was kind of a running gag about a year or two ago when we were opening our office in Frisco, and I told my partners I was going to mention it at least 10 times on the show, and so it was a running gag, and I guess it was before your time. But yeah, Texas Sports Medicine has an office in Frisco.
That's cool. My goal, though, is to never have to come see you because I don't ever want to be injured.
Right, well, the beauty of sports medicine is if you're going to be athletic, you're going to have to see somebody. You're going to roll an ankle. You're going to pull a rib cage. You're going to see somebody. That's why I love what I do. It's broad. I am an orthopedic surgeon, and I do ACL surgery and knee scopes and what have you. But I also have to know about concussions, and I also have to know about scratch corneas, and I love that aspect of sports medicine. So with that being said, oh, this is a great topic. I'm going to go out of order here. All right, let's go to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for us today?
Well, I've been walking a mile and a half, a couple miles every morning, and I started having a pain down the back of my leg, and I went to my orthopedic, and they put me in physical therapy for 3 to 4 weeks. And then did an MRI and determined I had a L5-S1 herniated disc.
Yep.
And they're talking about doing a epidural steroid injection next.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on that and what the effect of them was.
Well, that's a great question. I'm gonna go with this. Now, an epidural steroid injection is a form of anti-inflammatory. If you've been listening to the show over the last 8-9 years, you know that there's two different kinds of steroids. There are the anabolic steroids, which get all the bad rap in the world of sports because they build up the muscle and there are side effects associated with them. And then there is the anti-inflammatory steroids, and the most common is cortisone. Cortisone is an anti-inflammatory steroid. On the molecular structure, they look similar, but on the functional structure, they function completely different. So the anti-inflammatory steroids are very effective, and doctors use them all the time. I personally have had cortisone shots in my knees over the years because of what have you. It is no different than when I tell patients that they're going to get a cortisone shot. It is a very low dose. And you put it where the inflammation is at its worst. So if you've got an L5-S1 herniated disc and it's pushing on the nerve root, which is why you feel it down your leg, because those nerve roots go down the leg, then there's probably inflammation going on there. And one of the treatment options is an epidural steroid injection, and you put the cortisone right where you need it the most, and the thought process is that it's going to knock down the inflammation, it's going to shrink the swollen tissue, it will take the pressure off the nerve, and you will have symptom relief. Done correctly, these things are pretty effective. And I tell my patients that I don't do them, Dr. Manning in our practice does them. I tell my patients that, you know, if you're lucky, you know, one injection and we're done. You know, if you're not so lucky, it may take two or three. If you're really, really not so lucky, they won't work at all, and you end up having to go to the next step, which ends up being surgical.
A couple questions here. First off, let me pull back the curtain a little bit. Uh-huh. That was what, Nikki?
Yes, Nikki.
If you want to get on the air with Dr. Soriel, call in and list a girl name. Now, you're probably not going to be on now because the show's about to be over. Second, though, I have a question about the cortisone shots, and it's kind of one of those, what do they call them, the myths, you yes. know, about yeah. them. I have a couple of friends. I played college baseball, and they would get shots in their shoulders or something like that for minor shoulder so that they could keep pitching. And a couple of these guys swear up and down that after about a week, before the pain would come back or before the shot would wear off, that they would get, like, not from the mouth, but violently sick from another area as they would flush out the cortisone shot. Is there any truth to that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and the answer is there's no truth to that whatsoever.
Okay.
Zero. Myth. So cortisone actually got a bad rap because the story is just like what you said. Back in the 70s, maybe 60s and 70s, when cortisone first came around, it's been around since the 30s. Eastern European, I don't even want to go there. But cortisone's been around for a long, 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 long time, and it's well known as an anti-inflammatory. It's naturally produced. Your body produces cortisol, and cortisone got a bad rap in the 60s and 70s because those of us in the sports medicine world were using it incorrectly. We thought back then that there's no harm in it, and athletes were getting injections in their shoulders, in their ankles, in their knees before every game, whether they had a problem or not. Hey, all right, let's get all the linemen in here. All the linemen are going to get cortisone shots. Yeah. Well, at the end of a 10-game college football season, we found out that there's some negative effects of cortisone. It accelerated aging. Now, a common question people ask, is it going to mask anything? No, it's not going to mask anything because it's not a narcotic. There's not a pain-killing effect. So you're not going to mask anything from taking a cortisone shot. But, you know, in high doses, in frequent utilization, you are going to accelerate. So a 24-year-old college grad is going to have the ankles of a 34-year-old, simply back in the 60s and 70s because he had injections all the time. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it does work, and one or two cortisone shots a year are very, very effective. And again, grandma gets a cortisone shot in her hip whenever her bursitis acts up. There's really nothing wrong with that. It works. It works not, as long as it's monitored and as long as it's low dose. So, yeah, you did peel back the curtain on that girl name thing. I don't know why, but I think it just lends variety to the show. I think it lends variety to the show. All right, let's go to. I'm looking. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. What you got?
Well, I've got the results from the MRI on my shoulder, and it says that I have fibrous and bony spurs in it. I heard it throwing a baseball last year.
I don't know what a fibrous spur is.
That's what I'm looking at the sheet. That's what it says.
You know, I find it very... I find it very interesting, and I have a great relationship with my radiologist.
Yes, sir.
Whenever we do an MRI at Texas Sports Medicine, the radiologist is supposed to call us with what they're looking at as they're looking at it. So I constantly have my cell phone, and we chat about the results. But that's a very atypical relationship. Most of the time, most of the time, the orthopedist doesn't even know the radiologist that's reading the MRI. So as a result, the radiologist will use all these terms that sometimes I'm just not familiar with.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I cut you off. So fibrous and bony spurs, okay, what else?
Mm-hmm. And it hurts, right? I mean, I can't throw anything.
Yeah.
Can't throw a stick from a dog to chase.
Sometimes
it hurts when I sleep.
Oh, here's the answer. The answer is you're going to have to go to the doc who ordered it. And have him interpret it for you, because that's a problem with just looking at the report. The radiologist is basically looking at a map of Georgia. They're describing a map of Georgia, and they're not being specific enough to address why you have pain. So they're describing everything. You have to go to the ordering physician and have him interpret it for you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you much.
You're welcome. This is a, you know, it's a difficult interpretive problem in the world of medicine.
Do you prescribe stuff for people? He mentioned he had problems when he slept on it. I remember watching, you ever watch House?
Yeah.
The guy said,
I love that show, by
the guy said to House, he says, you know, it hurts when I sleep on it. Uh-huh. And the guy's, and House says, well, stop sleeping on it. And he says, but I have to sleep that way. And he goes, all right, here we go, and starts writing a deal. And he's like, what are you doing? He goes, I need to see you back here next week. And the guy says, for what? He goes, we're going to have surgery. And he's like, for what? What are we doing? He goes, we're going to remove your arm. Oh. You have to sleep on it.
Well, and all kidding aside, if there are any problems that interfere with your sleep, I take them very seriously. I really do. If you can't sleep on your shoulder and it wakes you up at night and you have problems during the next day as a result, that is a lifestyle problem, and it's something that we always look at. One of my partners, Dr. Levy, who does all the shoulders at Texas Sports Medicine, is if there's sleep issues, chances are if there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. If there's
yes.
It's along those lines. If there are sleep issues and there's something going on. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. We'll be right back after this very short break on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Could you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. My coffee cup just fell apart right here on the air. A little screw came out the bottom of it, and fortunately it's not leaking.
Looks like the Swiss should stick to making knives and not mugs.
Are you okay? Do you need to see a doctor?
I can handle this.
Okay.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Wrapping up the 2 hours. It's amazing how fast it goes. We're in the observation business. World of orthopedics and sports medicine, we're in the observation business. We observe how a patient walks. We observe inconsistencies on x-rays. We pick up some of the most minute findings on an MRI that may have 140 images to look at. So we're in the observation business, and I can't really turn that off. It just happens in my everyday life as well. And there's this probably means absolutely nothing to you guys, but I love commercials. I'm entertained by TV commercials. I'm part of the TV generation. There's always a TV going on in our house. And there's an ad, and I think it's for Lowe's, or it's for a or a Lowe's or a Home Depot or something like that. And it's a couple that walks in and they're looking for paint to cover up some stripes and what have you. And the characters are on another commercial for something completely different. You know that commercial about insurance banks, why do banks lie to you? And he says, do you want a pony? And he gives a little girl a plastic pony and asks the other girl, do you want a pony? Gives her a real pony.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the same guy. It's a-